USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department is denying reports of a prisoner swap with Iran. State Department spokesman Ned Price denied that any deal had been reached in a statement on Sunday, saying that the State Department would continue to work for the release of Americans detained in Iran. Iranian State TV announced Sunday that a deal had been reached for the release of four Americans in exchange for billions of dollars. And the White House says that it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccine to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that had built up, while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID-19 cases, averaging more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. Scientists believe that a variant of the virus first identified in India may be partially to blame for the rise in cases, but add that others, like the UK variant, have also been seen in parts of the country. Dealing with a mutating virus is something health experts knew was coming, according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The former head of the FDA tells CBS has Face the Nation that the Indian variant of the virus is likely already in the U.S., but hasn't been able to take a hold because of vaccination efforts.
The reality is that these variants aren't just cropping up in one market and then migrating around the world. They're cropping up simultaneously in every market. You're getting what we call convergent evolution, where the same mutations that are arising in other parts of the world are also arising here spontaneously. There's probably a finite number of ways that this virus is going to try to mutate to evade our immunity, and it's testing us everywhere in the world. So the same mutations that are arising in other parts of the world are arising here as well. They just haven't gotten a foothold here, in part because we've been vaccinating our public.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Four astronauts returned to Earth early Sunday morning after spending 6 months in space. Jeremy Scott reports.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule landed four astronauts safely back home in the wee morning hours off the coast of Panama City, Florida. The three Americans and one Japanese flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center back in November on a 6.5-hour journey back home.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience. That is excellent news. We are splashed down.
They're the first U.S. crew to splash down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot more than 50 years ago. It's the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's SpaceX. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Census Bureau reports that there weren't enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clements has the story.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some household members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We've had about 84% or 43 million adults with children and their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.